Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, July 1st, 2022. As reported in the Berliner Morgenpost, this summer could be the first real summer of travel since the outbreak of the corona pandemic. There's no threatening virus variant abroad dominating the headlines, and travel restrictions, especially within the EU, have been significantly eased. EasyJet Germany's CEO Stefan Ehler told the DPA, referring to BER, quote, "We see a very strong demand for vacation travel. With the decrease of the massive corona restrictions and reporting, customers are more confident," unquote. But, as at many other German airports, staff shortages at airlines and service providers at BER threaten to dampen travel enthusiasm during the summer months. The tenor of the companies is, "We are basically staffed for the rush, but unscheduled absences could quickly disrupt operations." Ehler explained that even the smallest disruptions can cause delays to occur, and it's a, quote, "situation that certainly requires a lot of understanding from our customers. We're not going to get everything perfect," unquote. EasyJet had already taken several flights out of its summer schedule a few weeks ago, despite the high demand, with a plan to get to 2019 capacity network-wide, though they've already cut that back a little and are just under 90% of pre-crisis flight capacity. A Visag spokeswoman said that not only airlines, but also affiliated airport service providers lacked, quote, "qualified personnel that would allow capacities to be ramped up quickly to the desired demand after the crisis," unquote. The service provider is one of three companies that takes care of passenger handling, tarmac services, and cleaning work at BER. At Visag itself, however, there is no acute shortage of personnel, and the spokeswoman emphasized that they are staffed in such a way that they are able to fulfill their customers' requests so far, even with the current traffic increases, and that their current sickness rate is in line with the annual average. Nevertheless, she added that it is also true at Visag that large numbers of staff absences due to illness, quote, "cannot be compensated for without problems," unquote. At Swissport, another ground service provider at BER, the staff situation is also, quote, "basically stable," but clarified that despite all precautions, there could be longer waiting times at check-in or even baggage claim during peak travel times, especially on peak days. The third provider, Aeroground Berlin, also made similar comments when asked. Meanwhile, travelers do not only have to prepare for long waiting times and delays. Airline tickets will also become more expensive. On the one hand, a high demand meets a still limited supply. And then there are the increased costs for the companies, which are then passed on to travelers. According to a Eurowings spokesperson, quote, "no airline worldwide can currently avoid passing on, at least in part, the enormous cost surge in the face of record high oil prices. The bottom line is that the airlines are left with massive burdens from the increased prices," unquote. BER CEO Aletta von Masenbach will soon provide information on how the airport company in Schönefeld will deal with the current challenges and what passengers can expect in the coming weeks. And as we reported earlier this week, the German government has held out the prospect of a short-term remedy. It wants to make it possible for thousands of foreign temporary workers to enter the country to fill the personnel gaps at airports. The perpetrators of a robbery of an armored car in front of a bank in Wilmersdorf are still on the run. As of yesterday morning, the police could not yet report a successful manhunt. The unidentified persons attacked the money transporter on Wednesday morning and had escaped with their cash, leaving four people slightly injured at the scene. Police deployed 90 officers to the bank branch located about 2 kilometers from Kudamm. It was not initially known what background the perpetrators had and how much money they looted. The Criminal Investigation Department is investigating, and a tip portal has been set up for videos and pictures from any witnesses. There have been a number of cash-in-transit robberies in Berlin in the recent years. back in February, unknown persons had struck in Neukölln, and a particularly spectacular robbery of an armored truck in Kudamm back in 2021, where perpetrators wore orange garbage collectors' clothing and got away with 650,000 euros. The police tip portal for this most recent heist can be found by following the link in our show notes. In June, Berlin's public transport company, or BVG, sold thousands of expensive monthly and daily tickets at BVG ticket machines, even though the 9-euro ticket offer is significantly cheaper in most cases. For comparison, a monthly ticket for the tariff area AB costs 86 euros and for ABC, 107. According to BVG's spokesman, Janis Schventu, overall, monthly tickets have been sold in the mid-4-digit range, and day tickets have been sold in the mid-5-digit range since the beginning of June. Yet, they can hardly compete with the 9-euro ticket. For the AB area, the standard fare is 8 euros and 80 cents, and for the ABC fare zone, the 24-hour ticket costs 10 euros, even more than the 9-euro ticket, which is valid for 1 month and has been valid nationwide for regional and local transport since the beginning of June. The BVG does not know how many ticket buyers unknowingly fell into this fare trap. Per the spokesman, it was not technically possible to deactivate the sale of regular tickets, and added, quote, "That's why we clearly point out the offer on the homepage," unquote. And he added that the 9-euro ticket is being massively advertised, as it's intended to demonstrate the attractiveness of public transportation. 4 years after the last cycling race in Berlin, up to 6,000 amateur athletes will celebrate a premiere on the streets of the capital this coming Sunday. On July 3rd, a new cycling event will be held. At Velocity, or Velo City, the power of Berlin, recreational athletes will be competing over distances of 60 and 90 kilometers, and the start and finish will be on the Strasse di Sessantenuni. The construction work began yesterday, and there will be traffic disruptions. The Strasse di Sessantenuni between Yitzhak-Rabin-Strasse and Ebert-Strasse is closed from 6 a.m. yesterday until 6 p.m. next Tuesday, as the Velo City Expo Bicycle Fair will be held there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and on Saturday, children and young people will compete there in bicycle races in the various age categories. From 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. on Monday, other roads around the start and finish area will be closed. The entire area extends to Ebertstrasse in front of the Brandenburg Gate and north to Paul-Löbe-Allee. The main race will start at 9:15 a.m. on Sunday on the Strasse di Sessantenuni between Yitzhak-Rabin-Strasse and Grosser Stern. From there, the route will head west, from Mitte through Charlottenburg, Wilmersdorf, Spandau, Steglitz-Zehlendorf, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Reinickendorf. To find the complete list of road closures and a map of the race, please follow the links in our show notes. And lastly, thank you to Leslie and Michael for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.